Blog Talk Radio.
Good morning, good morning, good morning, and welcome to Becoming Who I Am. I am your host, Diane Rosina Jones, and I'm so grateful and honored that you would take the opportunity to join me on this morning. I've already had my coffee, even though I am still a bit tired. I think I could get back in bed and sleep a few more hours. However, as always, I'm grateful that you've taken the opportunity to share small moments with me throughout the week for Becoming Who I Am. I do have a chat room open if you'd like to join me in the chat room. If you're listening on your computer, bless you, thank you. If you'd like to call in and listen by phone, call 760-695-5620. Certainly, you can just listen to the show as many of our callers do. And if you'd like to be in the queue, you have question, comments that you want to share, discuss the topic that we're, you know, talking about today, certainly do that. But as always, I'm blessed to have you with me in whichever capacity you choose to be with me. If you're one of the thousands who have downloaded our show, thank you. Even after the fact, if you don't listen live, we appreciate you. We thank you for joining us. I don't take any of our listeners for granted. Thank you so much. So, excuse me, let me do a little housekeeping. Once again, I have the chat room open. If you'd like to send me a tweet during the show, you know that's DiJones247. On Facebook, that's Diane Rosina Jones. If we're friends, you certainly can comment on my personal page. Or you can go to the Transforming Life Institute Facebook page, post a comment there. I'll be checking it throughout the show. Or you can go to the actual website, Transforming Life Institute, sign up to become a free subscriber or a VIP member. Make sure you sign up for our newsletters and our blog. A number of people have signed up, and I appreciate that. And we are it's an active website. So what I will say is this. Certainly we want as many people as possible that are truly interested to sign up. However, the website is monitored. So if you go into the community forum and you start posting things that have nothing to do with transforming life or any of the topics or anything to do with helping others, if you're trying to sell items or, you know, something like that, then your post will be deleted and your user ID will be deleted. Yeah, it's like that. Okay. All right. So that's a little bit of housekeeping. Also, if you want to reach out to me, I rarely ever mention Google Plus, but I am on Google Plus, and you certainly can reach out to me in regards to that as well. Now, if you want to get any of my books, you know you can go to my website, royaltreasurespublishing.com, for your autographed copies. You can go to Amazon, Barnes & Noble, Books A Million, all of those. You can get your print copies or get your downloads, Kindle, Nook, Apple products, you name it. So that's, you can have the books on your iPhone, your iPad. Maybe you can get it through iTunes. However you want to get them, you can get them. And I do want to just say thank you for those of you who have reached out to me and let me know that you've read my books, that they have inspired you. For those of you who have read Tragic Treasures, I know that for many it's not an easy read. I know that it's not an easy read because it touches within us. I think it touches something within us. It touches a little bit of that tragic place within all of us. But if you push through, you will find that you find the treasure. Yes. So many of the readers book, my first book, Tragic Treasures, say they cry, they laugh, they rejoice, and then ultimately they are inspired. So the one thing I would say in regards to that book is don't stop reading it. Even if it touches something within you that brings back some memories within you that cause you to cry, whether you're crying for me or yourself, push through. And I would say, even if you know me, if you have known me, if you have been a part of my life, then you know there's no reason to cry for me, because I do not cry over anything that I have lived through. Ah, that's a whole nother class. Baby, we don't cry over stuff we lived through. We rejoice over the things that we have lived through. We only cry over the stuff that we're still in. That's just a little tidbit. We're not even going to talk about that today. But just remember, if you are still crying, it's because in some ways you are still in the midst of whatever it is that has affected you or hurt you or touched you, okay? Because when you get through it, when you really get through, there are no more tears. When we really get through, the tears are gone, okay? So that, so please, when you read, especially book number one, Tragic Treasures, don't cry for me. Because I have come through what has killed others. And I'm better for it. I'm happier for it. I'm a better person for it, inside and out. Ain't that something? To be able to say that you went through hell and high water, and because you went through hell and high water, you're a better person. Oh, yeah, I can say that. I am a better person because of the what I went through. A better person because of what I went through. Okay. So, let's get to the topic. For the last couple of weeks, those of you who have been joining me know that we have been discussing in detail tapping into your intuition, which basically is to lead up to the one-on-one sessions that I will be holding in February. So if you want to know more about those sessions, do go to Transforming Life Institute website. Click on the link for workshops, and you'll see information in regards to coming in February. And as it stands right now, it will be the end of February. I will be facilitating a workshop, a one-hour workshop per week, a very small intimate group. I only have room for 10 individuals in each session. It will be a series of sessions. However, you don't have to participate in all of the sessions. Each session stands alone. So you can take part in all 12 sessions, because it will be 12, or you could take just one. The choice is certainly yours. But do sign up to be a free subscriber to the Transforming Life newsletter that's scheduled to go out the end of next week, and that will give you more information on how to register and pay for the sessions using PayPal, okay? And the sessions are only $10 each, just $10, so you can't beat that, okay? So definitely, Transforming Life Institute website, click on the workshop tab, which will give you more information in regards to the actual session. So, going back to our information that we've been discussing, tapping into your intuition. The first week we kind of got into what intuition is, the first week of this year. Well, actually, it wasn't the first week of this year, huh? 2 weeks ago, and then last week we kind of talked about the concept of intuition actually being the voice of our authentic self, and this week we're going to talk about the different methods. I'm just going to give an overview of not only the fact that just kind of our understanding of how the universe, how God reacts to
when we listen to our intuition, what happens when we start to tap into it and listen to it, but also methods that will help us to begin to get into a place where we can actually hear what Spirit is saying. And the reason I'm going to say what Spirit is saying is because, as previously discussed, I believe this. I believe that our intuition, our instinct, that gut feeling, that still small voice, is actually representing your authentic self, which is connected to God consciousness, you see, to the spirit, the essence, the breath of God within you, the God mind within you. So that's your connection to God within you. And when we understand that and recognize that and pay attention to it, then it helps us to walk in our life's purpose. It helps us to live out our lives authentically based upon who it is that we were created to be, because tapping into God's consciousness is all about purpose and destiny. If you recall, a couple of weeks I said, you know, that still small voice doesn't do small talk. So, you know, ego does that. Ego is defensive, does small talk. Ego does foolishness and drama. Ego does fear, hatred, and bigotry and bitterness. God consciousness does not. Point blank. So whenever you tap into God's consciousness, the Spirit of God, then it always speaks destiny, purpose, intention. It always speaks intent. It always speaks expression of universal self. So meaning that you are an individualized expression of God on this earth. I'll never forget hearing that and reading that from Michael Beckwith. And once I heard that, it opened up something in me that I had not even paid attention to before, that each one of us, we are individualized expressions of God on this earth. And how we express God is our purpose, is our destiny, is how we live our lives. And the best form of expression that we can have on this journey, in this life, is when we tap into God consciousness and live from a place of trusting our intuition, when we're able to trust our intuition. Okay? So that's a little follow-up on the last couple of weeks in regards to the subject. So what I really want to get into now is the fact that now that we understand how important our intuition is, we understand what our intuition is connected to, and then we come to a clearer understanding of what happens. Today we're going to talk about what really happens when I connect to my intuition. You know, what happens in regards to how does God respond? How does the universe respond when I tap into my intuition? So now that I have gotten to a place where I trust my intuition and believe that I am connected to God consciousness within, what next? And know that my intuition is my authentic voice connected to who I was created to be, then what next? That's the question. So when we understand that our authentic self is always aligned to support the greater good, then we can confidently allow our intuition and not fear life's twists and turns. So when I understand that my authentic self is always aligned to support good, this is the key. A lot of times this is where fear comes in, because we don't understand that authentic self intuition, when connected to God consciousness, to God spirit, is always aligned for good. So it does not matter what the twists and turns of life may be. It doesn't matter what the trials, the struggles, the so-called tribulations. See, we give names to these things. We name it trial, struggles, tribulation. We name it that. But when those things occur, when those different seasons in our lives occur, and some are harder than others, when we understand that it's all, that authentic self is aligned to support greater good, then we don't fear, you see, the twists and turns. I'm not saying that we become fearless to the point where we're not afraid of anything. No. What I mean by that is that we don't fear our destruction. We don't fear our devastation. We don't fear our defeat. We don't fear loss, eternal, you know, we don't fear that from the twists and turns. And I said destruction and defeat, not failure, because that's different. Yes, we may actually experience failure, but not defeat, not destruction. There is a difference, and we'll get into that a little bit later. So when we understand this, so when I tap into my intuition, knowing that it's my authentic self connected to God consciousness, the spirit of God, which is in me, and that always aligns to support greater good, then no matter what it is that I go through, I can be confident in following my intuition because I know it is for my good. We talked about that last week. And then we know that the universe, God, I'll say this, the universe is an organized system of intelligence whose only directive is the propagation of all life. So if what you do supports life on Earth, the universe is programmed to respond to it in only one way, and that's by supporting you. So now let me say this in a clearer way, and then, another way. If my intuition is the voice of my authentic self, which really is aligned, okay, when I align myself with God's consciousness, with the spirit of God, then the universe always supports greater good, always supports that which is right, always supports that which is based upon love. When I align my life with that of which is right, that which is based upon love, that which is based upon good, then the universe is programmed to respond in only one way, and that is to support me. There is no other response. Then the universe collaborates to manifest the good in my life. And you've heard the term that the universe conspires to bring it about. So when I live from that place, then this is based upon intention too. We've talked about intention before, because now we can say that we're doing something for, you know, it's almost like the people that, you know, like if you volunteer, you do good, or you do this, you do that, your intention comes into play with the universe, because you can go about doing certain acts of service. But if that your intention is not good, then the collaboration, the manifestation of it may be something totally different. So if I do the acts of service, but in my heart, it's really just for my glorification. It's really just for my acceptance. It's really just for somebody to say how wonderful I am. Then the manifestation of what I get may not be what I want, because my intention was not pure. However, when we seek to use our gifts and our talents revealed by intuition and loving service to the universe, to the world, then you can best believe it becomes easier to follow your intuition. And you also know that once you understand your authentic self is aligned with God's universal purpose, it's going to come to pass. Here's the deal. This is the deal. This is one of the things that I talk to my son in regards to, you know, first of all, because most of us who are parents of young adults, and if you have any children that are older, that are in their late 20s, maybe by the time they get to their early 30s, then they begin to realize, as you already know, that most of them in their 20s don't have a clue about what it is that they want in life, who it is that they really were created to be. And that's okay. The 20s is really about finding that out. It really is. So, but as we begin to kind of try and find that out,
then what we realize is that a lot of times our children or even ourselves, we want to pursue careers and opportunities based upon how much money we can make. And I know that many of us have heard this before, but I'm going to tie it into the universe and your intuition and your intention and what you get back, your manifestation in your life. Many of us tie our choices into how much money we can make, and that's where we get in trouble. I know, don't get me wrong, I understand the importance of being able to make a living, okay? I understand that. However, what I'm saying is what I learned later on in life, and I wish I knew when I was in my 20s, is that really that was a time for me to tap into intuition, connect with God's spirit within me, find out who it is I was created to be, and then pursue that which I was born to do, knowing that when I pursue that which I was created to do, that money would follow, that I wouldn't have to worry about money. So then the thing is, I would not chase money. I'd chase the dream, chase purpose, chase destiny, and money would be supplied by the universe. See, we've kind of gotten it backwards or twisted. I don't even know how it happened, but we have begun to chase that which comes as a result of purpose and destiny as opposed to purpose and destiny. So it's you know, I'm trying to explain it in a way that would make sense. We have begun to chase money and make money the object of all that we do and all that we and who we are and who we must become. When money is a residual effect, here we go. Money is a residual effect of becoming. So now we have lost. We're lost along the way of becoming. We don't spend time seeking who we must become. We spend time seeking how to get what we would automatically get once we become. And I hope that that makes sense. I hope that that does not in some way confuse the matter. I know many people have said it many times in many ways for years and years and years and years that if you seek your dreams, your hopes, your goals, the money will come. And that really is the truth. And this life class today is not about the money. It's really not about that. It's about the fact that the reason money comes is because when we are following our intuition, our authentic self, and we are aligned with God's universal purpose for our life, then everything that we need in order to become who it is that we were already created to be. Come on now. So everything that we need in order to manifest that which is already within us is supplied. So, and that supply would include money. So, you know, let me kind of say that one more time. When we follow our intuition, which is the voice of our authentic self, and it is aligned with God's universal purpose, then the universe rewards us for following our intuition because we begin to discover more opportunities for success and we move with more ease and effortlessness in finding our way. And most of that is because what happens is as I begin to connect with God's spirit within me and listen to my authentic voice and intuition, and I follow the guidance of that which is connected to God and the universe, and it helps me to manifest and become that which I already am. So it helps me to open up and manifest those treasures and gifts and talents that I already have within me, see, because they're already there. The key is connecting to intuition, authentic self, which is connected to God in order to figure out what the gifts and the talents are and how to use the gifts and the talents in service to this world.
You follow me? So once I connect to that, figure out what my gifts and talents are, and begin to walk in a level of understanding that I'm going to use my gifts and talents to support God's purpose in this world. And I'm not talking about spiritual preaching church stuff when I say supports God's purpose in this world, because God's purpose in this world surrounds love. Anything that is birthed of love is God's purpose in this world. It's just that simple. So when I begin to work that out, then the universe conspires to give me every single thing that I need in order to get that done, including money, including people, including the education of the knowledge, including the support systems that I need to get that done. The universe conspires to ensure that I have everything that I need in order to get that done. Now, in the process of needing to, in order to get those things done, a lot of times that would also include certain training. A lot of times that may include certain experiences. A lot of times that may include certain teachings. A lot of times that may include certain seasons in our lives, you see? Summer, spring, winter, fall, as I will call it. Seasons that may be harder than others, relationships that may be more difficult than others, a little pain, a little rain, a little sunshine, different life lessons that would help us to manifest and open up in such a way that we would become that which we were already created to be. So all of that would come into play in regards to connecting intuition to authentic self and aligning ourselves with God's universal purpose and listening to the Spirit of God within in regards to how we live our lives. So, however, for many of us, we don't do these things. So we live our entire lives in our safe but miserable rut, because we don't have faith in our authentic self. We don't trust our connection to spirit. We don't trust the creative power of God that resides within us. And this interferes with our intuitive connection, because it does require trust. It requires faith, a level of faith, most definitely, that really and truthfully faith cannot be taught. It's something that just has to be embraced. I'm telling you, it just can't be taught. I don't care how many sermons we listen to, how many books we read, how many services we attend, I don't care if you've listened to this show since its inception, May 2011. Faith cannot be taught. It can only be embraced. You know, you just have to believe. So engaging our intuition activates a creative power within, and it gives us the ability to choose the course of our lives. So once I engage in my intuition, it activates the creative power within. So the creative power within, so it activates what I already have within me, because I'm already connected to God, because God's spirit resides in me. My intuition activates that. And then I can use the power that's within me in order to have my life go in the direction in which God intended on this journey. So it is truly a spiritual path. It really is. Intuition really will get you to a place where you experience your soul. I know that sounds kind of, you know, But one book that I read, one author, Penny Pierce is her name. The book is called The Intuitive Way. She really says that, she really makes a point of saying that really we don't experience the essence of who we are until we begin to follow our intuition. So really, until we get to a point where we actually connect with our authentic self and follow intuition, until you get to a point where you're guided by your intuition, your spirit never really opens up to who it is that you truly, on the deepest soul level, who you truly are. When you begin to be guided by your intuition, your spirit will open to fresh perspectives, reveal new opportunities. You will see the synchronistic moments in your life, you know. And it's really a flow. It's an authentic truth of being. It's experiencing each day. It's experiencing life because God designed and intended for you to experience. It's a connection to your true identity. Internal bliss in, with endless possibilities. So until we get to that point where we are listening to our intuition, then it's like your true identity is hidden within you. Ain't that something? I'm getting ready to say something real crazy now, too, so I'm going to break it down. So until you do that, your true identity is hidden within you. Who you are is hidden. So the life that you're living is really a life that you've created based upon ego until you tap into intuition. Now, some of us may stumble into a, you know, stumble our way into a not so bad life. And I'm not saying that everyone who has not tapped into intuition is living a bad life. I'm not going to say that. I will say that it is much more difficult. Oh, I will say that. So whatever it is that we achieve without a tapping into authentic self, that we achieve without tapping into the spirit of God that is within us, is 10 times, 100 times more difficult than it has to be. So I'm in no way going to say that you cannot achieve anything without tapping into. But I will say this, that for the most part, all that we achieve in some way is connected to our ability to tap into intuition. At least if it's something that we achieve that truly brings us internal bliss, an internal peace. Now, see, for a lot of us, we have, and I'm saying us because I've been there, we achieved some stuff that after we achieved it, we didn't even want to, you know, it was like, oh, my God. Come on now. If you just tell the truth. Okay, let me rephrase that. I'm the only one. I have reached some moments in my life where I got to where I thought I wanted to be based upon my ego-driven life. And when I got what I thought I wanted and arrived at where I thought I wanted to be and have become who I thought I was supposed to become, I was, in fact, the most miserable of selves. And I was like, oh, my God, I don't know how I got here. But I didn't want to be there anymore. And actually, at that point in my life, that's when I knew I really had to start listening to my intuition, because I had spent too many years becoming someone other than who I was already created to be. So true identity, so tapping into intuition helps you to get to your true identity. True identity. Listening, it helps you to discover the greatest discovery of all, your inner truth. And this inner truth is what holds all that is. So when you find what you have been searching for your entire life, you understand that you already possess it, that is already inside of you, and you find your own truth within, you realize that's where God placed it, then you know the only thing you have to do in order to tap into your own inner truth is connect to your intuition, which is your authentic self, because it's always going to walk in truth. Truth, love, abundance, and that which is right. Always. Always. Intuition is always. If it's anything other than love, abundance, truth, and rightness, then it's ego. If it's drama, fear, you know, anger, bitterness, destructiveness, cutthroat, conniving, scheming, all that, that's ego. That's not your intuitive spirit. That's ego. Okay? That's the defender, the protector. So now some methods. We'll talk about some methods to begin to prepare yourself to actually connect with your intuition. Some methods. And these methods actually don't work. Once again, if you don't believe, then nothing that I say is going to help. So first of all, the first thing you do, you have to actually believe a couple of things. I'm just going to break it down, because if you don't believe, then, you know, there you kind of going through the motion. And you have to believe, not only do you have to believe that your intuition can be trusted, but you have to believe that your intuition is your authentic voice that is connected to God's consciousness within you. That the Spirit of God, the breath of God, the breath of the Almighty resides within you. Your intuitive spirit, your intuitive voice, your authentic self can connect with that spirit to help you live the life that you were created to live. Now, when we believe anything other than that, if you believe that you're a wretch undone, you know, that everything in your heart is deceitful, that there's no good within you, and all of these other things, then you will always search for someone external to yourself to help you to become who it is that God created you to be. It's just that simple. So you have to shift that belief first and foremost, or none of the methods will work. Know that 9 times out of 10, the things that we do or say that is contrary to who it is that God created us to be, contrary to the creative power that we have within us, comes from the illusion of separation. The illusion of separation, the illusion created by man, for man, that you can do something that would cause the Spirit of God to be taken from you, that you could do something that would cause the Spirit of God not to commune with you, not to communicate with you. The fact of the matter is that if you could do something that the Spirit of God would be taken from you, the breath of life would be taken from you, then you wouldn't be here on this journey. Okay? So now let me clean that up. I don't want to give you the indication that there isn't some foul stuff that you can't do that will not cause you not to be able to hear nothing from God. There is a level of living. There is a low frequency and vibration. There is a level of ego living that can so cause you to become so disconnected with your authentic self until, yes, you do live as if there is no God. You live as if God don't love you. You live as if God ain't hearing you. You live as if you're not connected. You live as if the Spirit of God does not dwell within you. But that's a lie and that's an illusion. So once we understand that that's a lie and an illusion, and we believe that the Spirit of God lives within us, we believe that God loves us, we believe that we can actually hear from God, that our intuition, our authentic self can actually hear and connect with God, then methods begin to work in order to get us into a place where we can tap into our intuition. And that's what I want to share now, some of the methods, okay? So first of all, know this. Spirit, God is constantly broadcasting to your conscious mind through your intuition. God is always speaking. God has not stopped speaking to you since you began this journey, since you became conscious. God has not stopped speaking. You may be in a place where you just no longer hear. So there are a number of ways for us to begin to tap into our intuition so we can begin to hear God speak through our authentic self. I'm not going to give you a list of things that are exclusive, meaning that there's nothing else that you can do. I'm only going to give you a few suggestions. What works for one may not work for the other. Something might work for you that will never work for someone else. Spirit may give you your own way of tapping into intuition, and that's okay. So what I'm going to mention as far as methods is not a guarantee. Therapeutic ritual is not mandatory practices. It's not something that, you know, you have to do. You got to do it this way and got to do it that way. The problem is that many of us have been taught that we can only hear from God a certain way. So we have been taught rituals all our lives in a way that, you know, how we must be, what we must say, how we must act, how we must dress, what we got to look like, where we have to attend, what we have to believe in order for God to speak. And I am here to crash, smash, and, you know, just tear down that belief system, okay? God is always speaking. Always speaking. Many of us, there's only an illusion of separation that stops us from hearing God. So once we actually believe, the first thing, one of the first things we can do in order to get ourselves to a place where we can hear again, that we listen again to our intuition and authentic place, that we understand this is a spiritual journey and that it's something that we have to embrace daily, is that each day we must awaken with an intention to connect and hear and listen and act. So one of the first things you can do is get up every morning with an intention that says, today, I will hear from God. Today, I'll listen to God. Today, I will act in accordance with what God has for my life. This isn't something I'm saying that you have to say every day, because once again, we're not talking about rituals. We're talking about intention. See, we're talking about intention, the heart. So get up with a mindset that says, today I'm going to hear. Now, and see, and this is different from getting up out of desperation saying, oh, God, please speak, because God is speaking. So here we go now. Let's change our mindset. God is speaking. So all of this praying and begging and pleading and, God, please speak. I need to hear from you. Where you at? Come help. Come by here. You know, kumbaya, all that. Okay, no. God is speaking. So then if I understand that God is speaking, if I cannot hear, then the quest becomes, how do I get to a place where I can hear? So not today, God, speak. I'm waiting. But today, God, I am open to hear. Today, I receive. Today, I am aware. Today, I believe. So one of the first things you want to do is set your intention each day to hear, to believe that he's speaking and that you can hear, and not be afraid to surrender to hearing from God. And know that, you know, all of this fear that we've been taught, that, you know, you don't know who's speaking and all of that. We've already clarified that. God is love. All things spoken that produce love, that come from love, that represent love, that, you know, proclaim love, that are done in love, is God. Point blank. If it's not in love, it's not God. So you don't have to worry no more about, oh, my God, is it God? If it's fear, if it's doubt, if it's wretchedness, you know, a new word for us in this generation, right, it's not God. You don't have to worry about that, because God is love, period. So intention, set your intention each day to hear, to listen. That's training your mind to go within to access your intuition. Simple shifts in awareness, and followed by simple shifts in action. So just small things, you know, just begin to just notice God. See, you don't even have to get to each day say, God, I want to notice you today. Today I notice God. You know, many of us are so caught up in our lives and in the trying to and attempting to become and working against intuitive spirit until we don't even notice God. We don't see God in the wind. We don't see him in the rain. We don't see him in the sunshine. We don't see him in the breeze. We don't see him when the trees rustle. We don't see him in the child's smile and the baby's laugh and in our spouse's hug. We don't see him in our children's face. We don't see God. We don't recognize God. We're too busy for that. We got too much noise. We got too much external noise. We have too much interference. We got too much spiritual mess. You know, just a spiritual, when I say spiritual mess, let me rephrase that. We got too much stuff blocking our spiritual access. So one of the methods that we can do is each day we need to practice moments of silence. Commit to daily practices of silence. And right now I'm just saying silence. I'm not saying pray, because a lot of times, a lot of us, our prayer consists of us talking the whole time. So no prayer, not saying pray. And I'm not even saying meditate yet. I haven't even gotten to the point of meditate. I mean just, we need to have a moment where we just don't say nothing. Just be quiet. Moments in our day, and for a lot of us, it would have to be first thing in the morning. Because once the day gets going, you know, with the spouse and the children and school and work and whatever, it's impossible. And by evening, we are totally and completely exhausted. So for most of us, it may be as soon as you get up in the morning, you need to find a quiet space. Maybe your quiet space, you know, if you don't get up really early before the rest of the house, let's just, you know, these are methods. Here we go. Say you don't get up early before the rest of the house and everybody else is out. Then if you have to go into the bathroom, go into the bathroom. If you have to go into the bathroom and turn the shower on and sit on the toilet with the shower running, you know, that's so others won't bother you because they'll think that you're in the shower, and hopefully you can take a shower without people bothering you in your house. If you can't take a shower without being disturbed, then you need to set some boundaries because you actually don't have no space to do anything. But if you can get up in the morning and just take 5 minutes of just silence, setting the intention for today, that silence, you know, starts with my intention is to see God today, to acknowledge God is within me, to hear God, to listen to God, and to act. That's it. And then spend 5 minutes setting that intention just by being quiet, and then go on with your day. And you'll realize that when you set that intention, you'll see God. You'll see God in this life. There is so much stuff going on. There's so much on TV. There's so much. Oh, my God, that could keep us from seeing God. But we have to diligently seek God in this day and age. We really do. We have to seek him. And I'm saying him because we know God is neither male nor female. But I'm saying him just to personalize it. So small daily rituals, including setting your intention, paying attention to the moment that you're in, listening more deeply to your heart, conscious breathing. You know, so what this means is say that I set the intention to pay attention. And, you know, throughout the day, someone asks me in regards to going to lunch or having lunch. And, you know, and I'm talking about small things. Here's a small thing. This is one thing for me. I will go to work, to the office, and I will set the intention to make healthier choices in regards to food that day. And a coworker will say, do you want to order Chinese food? And my spirit, my intuition, my authentic self will say within me at that moment, tell her, no, you don't want the Chinese food. But my ego will say, all right, and get Chinese food. So there is a moment that even, you know, listening to your own heart in the small things, your own truth, you know, doing that in small things helps you to surrender more to a flow of your inner guidance. The more that you listen to yourself and in these small, what you consider small areas, and do that, the more you become aware of what your inner truth is, and you can begin to listen and to act on the larger things. Conscious breathing, when not knowing what to do or what to say, taking a moment to stop Even if you have to excuse yourself, go to the bathroom, sit in the stall, and just close your eyes and breathe deeply in and out for a few moments. Then give spirit time to speak, and then go back to what you were doing with your answer. So there are small things that you can do throughout the day, conscious breathing, of course, meditation, setting your intention, paying attention to the moment, listening deeply to your heart, expressing gratitude, acknowledging your successes, and most of all, surrendering to the flow of your inner guidance as it arises. Quieting your mind, which we were talking about before, through meditation, through prayer, communing with nature, you know, things like that. Now, when it comes to prayer and meditation, I advocate a journal during those times. If you go into prayer meditation without a journal, then you're really not trying to hear from God. Let's just make that clear. You just need to talk. If you point blank. So let me say that again. If you go into prayer or meditation without a journal, then you're not trying to hear from God. You just want to talk. Because God will certainly speak. And there is no way you can remember all that God will speak to you when you place yourself in a posture and a position to hear from God. So you have to go in with a journal. You have to. So as you quiet your mind, I would say for prayer and meditation, you do want to pick a place in your home where you're least likely to be disturbed. You want to dress comfortably. You see, you want to sit in a chair upright in the beginning, especially, you know, you don't, because really a lot of people like, well, lay down this, that, and all the other. You may end up asleep. I know I used to fall asleep in the early days of praying and stuff like that when I would lay down. So some things that I do that help me to get in a place for meditation or prayer is I may light a white candle. I might use some incense such as white sage, juniper, lavender, or sweetgrass. There's something about smelling something that's beautiful and wonderful for me. Now, if I really can't quiet my mind, I might play some music, but I prefer playing music that doesn't have words in it, because when you're trying to become consciously aware of spirit and then you're listening to someone sing something with some words to it, that's distracting. I close my eyes for a moment. I take some deep breaths. If I'm unable to quiet my mind, I might go ahead and do a positive affirmation over and over and over again to kind of get me into a place of relaxation and being quiet. And you can start off with like 5 minutes a day, work your way up to 20 minutes. If you have a need, certainly my thing is in prayer, my prayer switched a few years ago where I did not go into prayer and discussing my need. I went into prayer thanking God for the outcome. I don't even pray about stuff I need anymore. If I pray or if I meditate, I go into the prayer and the meditation with a thank you, with gratitude for the outcome, open to guidance in regards to the solution, because I know that Spirit already knows what I have need of, even before I ask, you know. Keep a journal to record everything that intuition reveals to you. Don't attempt to understand everything that you hear. Just write what you hear. Write what it is Spirit is saying. And this may be the most difficult thing of all. Write what it is to hear Spirit say while you're in a space of meditation and prayer. I don't care what it is, write it. And leave it. For that moment, don't try and understand it. Don't try to decode it. Don't try and interpret it. Don't try and do any of that. Leave it. Just write it and leave it. Make sure that the space that you're in, that the room is a comfortable temperature. Try to meditate or pray the same time each day. Don't try and do long periods of time. Don't try and start off with an hour. Just do 5 minutes. Especially because part of that time you want to be silent, but you want to be alert, not sleepy. And so also don't pray or meditate when you're hungry, tired, sick, or immediately after a meal. Okay. But begin to just, and once again, the reason why I say journal and then don't try and interpret is because truthfully, I used to, in the 90s, I journaled quite a bit. And I had a lot of things in the journal, and I would read them, and I had no idea what they meant, what Spirit was talking about. And a lot of the stuff I thought, this has nothing to do with me or what I'm going through, or makes no sense. Some of the things that I had in my journal were answers to problems that had not even presented themselves yet. Some of the things that I ended up writing in my journal were support, were words of encouragement that I would need further down the road. So just write what it is that Spirit reveals, that God reveals, and trust and believe also that in the right season, in due season, you'll understand what it is that is written. The Spirit will take you back to your journal where you will get an opportunity to look at what is written, and then you'll be like, oh, my God, I can't believe it. And I am a living witness. In 2005, I went back to my journal, and I saw things in my journal that I had written in 1996 and 1997 and 1998 that helped me in 2005. And it amazed me, and I understood. And you know, and that's just how Spirit works. So I hope you will join me next week, and we're going to, you know, go a little bit deeper into the same topic as we lead up to our workshops. But I believe next week will be our last week in regards to intuition. And we've got some exciting things coming up for February. So we're going to go into my first book and kind of break that down. We're going to do a workshop on Tragic Treasures. So for those of you who have read Tragic Treasures, I'm excited that you'll be able to join me on this, in this, for this in February, this wonderful adventure and workshop based upon the book. So it's going to be absolutely amazing. I hope you're ready. I hope you're ready to do the work. It's going to be some work. It's going to be challenging. It's going to get pretty deep, pretty quick. But I promise you it'll be worth it. We're going to go ahead and start that treasure hunt and look for the spoils of war in the midst of tragedy. So that's going to begin, not next week. Next week we're going to have our last session for intuition. And then in February we're going to go into Tragic Treasures. So make sure if you have not read it, get your copy. That's from my website, Royal Treasures Publishing, or download it on your Kindle, Nook, iPad, iPhone from, you know, any of the websites. And we can go, you can read it with me, chapter by chapter, because we're going to break it down, okay, in February. Tragic Treasures, Discovering Spoils of War in the Midst of Tragedy by Diane Rosina Jones. Go ahead and get your copy now. Let's get ready for that workshop in February, okay? Thanks so much for joining me. Again, next week we're going to do it. Enjoy the rest of your day. Have a wonderful day. Have an even better week. And I hope that you take some time each day to listen to your intuition, act on your intuition, believe that you are connected to God consciousness, that the Spirit of God resides in you, and that all that you are to become is already within you, waiting for the conscious activation of the creative power within you. All you have to do is activate the power within you. Okay? Have a great day. Namaste.